Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into something that's honestly a bit scary for a lot of us in the crypto space, wallet drainers. It's wild to see how sophisticated and commercialized this threat has become.
It is a serious concern, but understanding the mechanics is crucial. Unlike traditional scams that just steal your private keys or seed phrases, wallet drainers actually exploit a legitimate feature built into decentralized apps, the ERC-20 token approval mechanism.
Oh, so they're using the system against us. It sounds like they trick users into signing malicious approvals disguised as routine stuff, like claiming an airdrop or swapping tokens. And then boom, they have unrestricted access and sweep the funds away instantly.
Exactly. It's a tactic known as approval phishing, which combines psychological manipulation with technical obfuscation. Victims are often lured via social media links, sponsored ads, or compromised websites to interfaces that look polished and legitimate, but are actually traps.
And the worst part is that wallet prompt that just says approve, right? You never really see the target contract or the limits, so you rarely realize you're walking into a trap until it's too late.
That's the danger. Once you sign, the malicious contract executes an immediate transfer. You're left with an empty balance and a transaction history that looks perfectly normal, which is incredibly frustrating.
It feels like this has evolved into a whole industry now. I've heard about Drainer as a Service. It's crazy to think cybercriminals are offering subscription-based platforms with ready-made phishing kits and real-time dashboards.
It is a rapidly industrialized threat. These platforms drastically lower the technical barrier to entry. Attackers can now quickly pivot to trending blockchain networks, target viral meme coins, and even impersonate legitimate security tools to catch more victims.
They move so fast. It feels like their speed and adaptability consistently outpace our traditional security responses. But wait, is there any hope for those who get hit?
Fortunately, yes. The damage is often reversible. Since drainers require your explicit approval to operate, those permissions can be audited and revoked.
That's a huge relief. So, what should we be doing? I've seen tools like RevokeCash mentioned a lot.
You should regularly scan your active approvals using tools like RevokeCash or EtherScan's Token Approval Checker. If you see any unfamiliar addresses or unlimited allowances, revoke them immediately.
Definitely. Prevention is key, though. What are the best practices for staying safe out there?
Critical practices include verifying DApp URLs, avoiding unverified links, and carefully reviewing allowance amounts before you sign. Whenever possible, approve only the exact token amount needed for a transaction, rather than granting unlimited access.
Right, don't give them the keys to the whole vault if you only need to move one coin. And I've heard hardware wallets are a game changer for this.
They really are. Utilizing hardware wallets with signature simulation features provides a clear visual breakdown of the transaction impacts before you sign. Additionally, maintaining a strict separation between your daily interaction wallet and your long-term cold storage ensures your significant holdings remain isolated from untrusted web environments.
It's a tough balance, isn't it? Wallet drainers really highlight that tension in decentralized tech. The permissionless flexibility that drives Web3 innovation also creates attack vectors that are hard to patch at the protocol level.
Precisely. While developers are working to improve transaction readability and warning systems, the ultimate line of defense rests with the user.
So, routine security audits, proactive approval management, and a healthy dose of skepticism are the way to go. Thanks for breaking this down.
My pleasure. Staying informed and vigilant is essential for protecting your digital assets in this increasingly sophisticated landscape.